Well, because, Ken, this model is a bit complicated, I've already, as you know, bragged about my stupidity publicly. So I guess what would be really helpful for me at this point in the program would be for me to hear you say what the goal of human development is, given this map that we have. I mean, if especially now I can't even focus on this directionality of ascent through the stages of development exactly, because I've also got this descending current going on at the same time. What is the goal? I know I'm supposed to be integrally informed, so I am going to be integrally informed. It means I'll be able to talk about this. I'll be able to talk about it in terms of the quadrants, the lines, the levels. I got it. But what's the goal in terms of my own personal development?
Well, the goal is to balance and harmonize whatever is present to the best degree that you can. So the more you can balance and harmonize what's already present in your own being, then the more you reduce suffering in your own case, and the more you can then interact with other human beings to help reduce their suffering, because basically you are as balanced and as whole as you can be at whatever stage or station in life you happen to be. So it's not, that's to say two things at once. On the one hand, it's a kind of finding an acceptance of yourself just as you are, and you can do that better if you're sort of in touch with more of yourself and not deceiving yourself or lying to yourself or hiding aspects of yourself. But on the one hand, it is to sort of accept and balance everything that's present in your own station of life right now. But it's also to hold open the possibility that there's higher and further growth. There are higher potentials. And you can also work to achieve those if that's what you choose. So an integral map, in a sense, helps you do both of those. Because it will say, look, here's what we can find by looking at all the various types of potentials that human beings have tapped into in their several thousand years of recorded history. And by making this composite map, it can help orient you both to where you happen to be right now and to what any higher future states and stages might be. So I'm reluctant to say that a goal, in other words, the fact that you can have stages of development, and there is a directionality. The stages don't get lost in all the up and down and left and right. There's still, the stages are still going on, and they're still a very important component. They're especially important when it comes to things like moral development and interpersonal relations, because these levels, as we saw, move from egocentric to ethnocentric to world-centric and so on. And we really, a goal is to get more people to world-centric and out of ethnocentric. That's a very real goal. I'm reluctant to say that to individuals, however, because you're free to grow or not as you wish. So I don't wish to impose this on an individual and say, you must now grow, because we have some hunch that there are four or five stages or levels higher than your ass. You ought to get growing. I wouldn't want to say something like that. But generally, yes, the idea is generally we want to try and increase our capacity for consciousness, for compassion, and for care. And the best route to that, based on the evidence that we have available to us, is you need to grow and develop in these various lines of development, including moral development and interpersonal development. So on the big picture, a goal is certainly to grow and evolve into higher and wider capacity for compassion and consciousness. But in your own case, it's also to simply start befriending what you are, whether you're at level 1 or level 2 or level 3 or level 4 and so on. There are things you can do exactly where you are that can make your own life as full and as complete as it can be at that station. And that includes getting in touch with all three of these great states of consciousness we talked about. There are practices for that. It can be various forms of therapy, if you're interested in that, to sort of contact parts of yourself that you might not have befriended. It's various forms of interpersonal relations, community service, any number of things that you can do to exercise all of the capacities in your own body mind.
Well, I certainly didn't think you were going to say balance and harmonize at the station that you're at. I thought you were going to focus instead that the goal is something like cosmic consciousness.
Well, there's a sort of good news and bad news about all of that. Whenever you're working with a stage conception, the ultimate purpose of a stage conception is to invite people to grow into these higher, wider potentials. It defeats the purpose if you present a stage conception to somebody, let's say the seven levels or chakras that we're using, and their center of gravity is pretty clearly, let's say, level 2, just to make an exaggerated case. And the net effect of doing this is they now feel horrible. They feel like they are just scum of the earth. They're about
maybe
the
they
lowest.
Feel, maybe they feel inspired.
Well, that's okay. Good, and okay. we'll get to those healthy, sturdy souls in a second. Okay. But I'm saying, if for many people, they feel pigeonholed. They feel put down. They feel they're being judged. They don't like it. And if that's the net effect of this, it hasn't really helped them grow at all. I mean, if they're going to get so annoyed with a map that they're going to say, yeah, to heck with your map, I'll try elsewhere, then that's not very skillful means. So there really are two aspects of what you're trying to do with a map. And I really mean both of them very sincerely. And we could call one, and we've used some various terms on this before, we could call one horizontal health, which means at whatever level you're at, integrate what's there. And that means balancing and finding harmony at whatever your station is. But another you can call, indeed, vertical health. And that means grow as much as you can. Increase your capacity for care and compassion and consciousness as much as you possibly can. That takes practice. That takes years, not a weekend seminar. And it takes dedication. So if somebody wants to do that and they get inspired, they say, you know, I really want to do that. I mean, I might be at level 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever, but I really want to try to grow and evolve into a more permanent realization of these higher states and stages. Then I say, great. And is that sort of the ultimate goal? Yes, that's the ultimate goal, is you want to try to increase that capacity. But at the same time, not if you're going to throw yourself into paroxysms of guilt and despair because you don't happen to be that high on somebody's developmental scale. Because what you can do is you can get in touch with these three great states or realms, gross, subtle, and causal, through any sorts of practices. You can do any number of things to balance and harmonize your life at whatever level you're at. You can balance the quadrants no matter what level you're at. You can have access to the states no matter what level you're at. And that's all part of horizontal health. And that's really, really, really important because it's also the foundation of any vertical growth. You have to be have your act together where you are, pull all of your stuff together where you are so you can start the climb, even if you decide you want to grow. So horizontal health, accepting yourself, befriending yourself, finding harmony and peace at whatever station you're at, that's a very important part of the package. And then the second thing is, yes, if you want vertical growth, then you get growing. And there are any number of ways to do that. At that point, the sort of ultimate realization that with a cosmic consciousness with a capital K means that you have reached that state of non-dual awareness we were talking about, which means emptiness and form are one, or your own consciousness is one with everything that's arising moment to moment, that is your fundamental isness, your fundamental I am-ness in this moment is everything that's arising moment to moment. So that means that the world of emptiness and the world of form are one in your own case. That's not a permanent fixed point because the world of form itself continues to grow and evolve. So you can't get, even though cosmic consciousness in one sense is sort of the ultimate omega, and there are individuals who have realized a non-dual awareness and more or less have access to it as permanently as, let's say, we have access to language, linguistic awareness. We can access linguistic awareness anytime we want.
Most of the time.
That's right. Usually on Mondays and Thursdays I can't, but somebody who is permanently awakened has the same access to non-dual awareness that the average person would have to linguistic awareness. It's just there if you're aware of it, basically. But that's not a fixed state because the form that you're one with is constantly changing. So you could be in the state of one dual awareness 2,000 years ago, and the world of form that you're one with looks entirely different than the world of form today. So it doesn't have a structure that is, you know, just you get up to the seventh stage and pow, there it is. And as a matter of fact, as more form emerges, it's very, very likely that in the manifest realm there would be a stage 8, and 1,000 years from now a stage 9. I mean, just sort of the manifest world goes on and on and on. But at any given moment in history, at any given moment in time, if you're one with all form at that time, that's the ultimate. That's the cosmic consciousness. And that means that you're one with quadrants, levels, lines, states, types. Doesn't mean you have specific knowledge about them. It just means you're one with what they are. And an analogy would be, let's say that classic analogy is ocean and waves. So we're all individual waves. So small waves, big waves, that's what an individual person is a wave on the ocean. Now, discovering non-duality or discovering the suchness or isness of everything is like discovering the wetness of the ocean, the wetness of water. So you can be a small wave or a big wave or wherever you're located, and any wave can discover that it's wet. And it's just that it can, because it is. And moreover, a big wave isn't wetter than a small wave. I mean, everything is equally wet. So this ultimate enlightenment is the realization when a small wave realizes that its actual essence is wetness, and therefore it is one with wetness everywhere. It doesn't therefore know what every other wave is doing. It just knows the wetness that's equally present in every other wave. Does that make sense? So